Cambridge Central School Board of Education Budget Workshop, April 4th, 2011, 7:30 p.m.
Is it Tic Tacs for us too? I thought we were getting treats, but I guess not.
My call being to order, I'd like to welcome everybody to our second budget meeting, budget workshop, budget slash audit workshop. And I'd like to turn right over to the...
Do we do the pledge?
No, we don't. Turn over to two experts. And Mrs. Coates.
I'll turn right over to Beth since she had the information in the paper from...
All right. Well, there's only two new pieces of information. The first one being the legislative budget came out. That is the first page, highlighted what was restored, $153,891.
What line are you looking at?
Highlighted.
Really?
In yellow?
Yeah, okay. I'm looking up high.
This is quite similar to the other governor's proposal that I passed out 2 weeks ago on the 21st. And the next page is a summary, though, because it's not $153,000. The net effect is $136,513 because of some deductions and expense-driven aids, mostly transportation. I was told it's because they took it from February 1st runs compared to the governor's information, which was based on information that was presented in December. Even though I didn't change anything, so that was the information. So basically, that's a new big piece of information that we need to deal with since there's been very little change to the budget. The next five pages are similar to the last two times I presented the expenditures. Farthest column to the right being the 28th of December, then March 21st, and now today. There's two changes. They're both BOCES driven, which increases the budget by $10,587. They're bold, yeah.
Page 2 and 3.
Yeah.
BOCES services.
Just some last minute information. At the bottom of page 5, I basically just did a small summary, and there's nothing much that have changed. On March 21st, if you recall, there was five scenarios presented. It sounded like the one that I think most people were leaning towards was the 2.5% tax increase and the use of $850,000 in reserves, fund balances, plus the $325,000 that's been set aside in the trust and agency. Given the new information, I'm proposing, Vince and I, a 1.8% tax increase and decrease the use of the fund balance from $850,000 to $775,000. And the $325,000 remains the same.
And I want to emphasize this is no change in any program whatsoever.
Right, there are no change in
no
program.
No staffing changes, just no as staff. You guys talked about.
Right.
There might be one staffing change. That's the only thing that depends on the incoming intern.
Okay. But that has nothing to do with
this
budget
proposal.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
That's needs.
Correct.
One second, John. First, the board. Any board questions to Beth or Vince? And then open it up a little bit to the public.
I would just say that's a very good idea introducing that on the fund balance. It's great.
We're trying to balance out the two. Because we're at 2.5% and 850,000, so it's pretty, and both reduced a little bit to the top of the end. Everyone's best interest.
Good idea.
What does the tax actually mean? Let's go with that 100,000. So if we do 1.8, what are people looking at? They have a $100,000 property.
Did you do
that? No, I haven't yet. Yeah. I was really looking at where did we want to go with the 136 before I start running that.
We can run that.
Right, just so people, you know, just so. And then the bus proposal, got that in here too?
No, that was the last Monday's meeting, that was adopted, so nothing changed there.
Right, I just thought maybe we, there's more.
Once again, right, in that budget, $49,000 is the impact, would you be able to pick up two buses and a Suburban?
Not pick up.
Not pick up, sorry.
You're replacing three, getting rid of three buses and only purchasing two large buses and a Suburban.
The Suburban is for people transportation.
Yes.
Which saves us a lot of money outsourcing.
Right, right, we reduced the contract transportation initially from, I think, $125,000 in my first year, $75,000, and we've reduced it now down to $25,000. So we're trying to do it in-house, purchasing vehicles rather than just paying a contract of transportation.
If we do them in-house, we get the key to do. That's why we're trying to do it that way. It costs almost the same the first year, and then the second year we save money.
Any questions on the budget from people in the audience?
Yes, there was a change, maybe I missed that. There was a change in the funding from the state since the budget did get passed.
Yes.
Yes, and how much more did we actually?
The net effect on page, the next page, right after that one?
Yeah.
The net effect is $136,513.
I knew there was probably an increase.
Yeah.
Because they didn't increase the funding.
And that lowered, some of that is going directly towards this budget, some is being put away, and it's lowering about 2.5% estimate from last time down to 1.8.
Right.
Is that where this 1.something percent comes in, change in the budget? He said it was about
1.8.
Why was the percent increase something?
Right, the last budget workshop, we were proposing a 2.5% tax increase.
Yeah.
But with this monies that were put back in by the state, we're now proposing a 1.8. So we're going from 2.5 down to 1.8.
But the last page with the contingency, contingent budget cap worksheet.
Yes.
We have a line for proposed budget versus the contingent budget. Am I right in assuming that the line, which one of those is going to be the contingent budget?
The bold 17302.
Okay. So the proposed budget is $455,513.59 higher than the contingency budget, which the school board would revert if this budget is not passed.
Correct.
Is that right?
Okay. Right. And then off to the side there, just a quick run, the equipment and the salaries are for the student supplies, $123,000. These would be contingent items that we pull out.
Okay.
That 123 is probably overstated because that's just all the instructional supplies, and I don't think we could just wipe out everything.
There we'd are have some to purchase supplies.
Right. We'd have to purchase some supplies, but that would be if we bought zero supplies. So we still have a $205,000 gap to fill.
What do we do from here?
Well, since it was an advertised budget, if you want to go ahead, adopt it then, but usually what we have done in the past is had another meeting to adjust adopt the budget. We cannot wait to the April 25th meeting because we have to have the report card due on the 22nd. April 22nd is the property tax report card that we have to file with the state. So we could have another real brief meeting.
We have trouble scheduling meetings. Howard's taking off for South and James out of town.
This was an advertised meeting. If you want to adopt it tonight.
How do you guys feel about this? Howard, you're okay, Deb? You're okay to vote on it?
As long as nothing's cut, everything's status quo.
Nothing is cut. Everything's
cut. 1.8%.
Nothing is cut. The only thing that might change, depending on the kindergarten registration, is the switch flopping of positions.
Flopping meaning bring somebody else in, or?
Worst case scenario would be a reading teacher would be converted to a classroom teacher. So we may have to lay off a reading teacher and hire a grade level teacher, classroom teacher.
But that's
that would be.
But it's just people change.
Yep.
But yeah,
it's same position, same dollar amount. It's just, and if the enrollment in kindergarten doesn't exceed, what are we at, 58 right now?
No, we're not right there yet. We're in the low 50s.
Low 50s?
Low 50s.
And what?
We get dozens. I think we had almost 20 over the summer. We get a lot.
So we have
incoming. Well, the first, April 28th is the parent meeting, and then the screening is in May. A lot of people just either wait to the last minute or think about it in the summer.
That would be the only issue.
At what level, what number of student count are you looking to make that change?
We did it at, what, 70 this year? What's it think they'd be good this year?
I would hope to do it over 60. And if we could do that in K-1, then we'd have small class sizes, and that would help some of the problems that we see in the later
grades. This was part of the discussion last year. We wanted to try to keep class sizes low, K-1, 2 at the primary level. And we weren't able to do that because of the constraints of last year's budget. Yes?
Alder
Sabata,
is there
anything? Not all of the Sabatas are in there. There are some, like, Sabata was to have a GED program in the summertime. We're not going to do that. We'll stay with the regular GED program because the enrichment Sabatas are in there. The additional offerings in the summer will, you know, if enrollment warrants, we'll go forward. So.
Summer school is in there?
Yep, summer school is in there. There is no change in the budget from 10-11 to 11-12.
Are we, since we're going to do summer school this year, are we going to advertise with other districts and try to make some money off of this?
We have been. We try to, we've sent numerous emails to different school districts trying to get their interest or
can
at least
we,
that we are
do we send it to Rensselaer County too, like Hoosick Falls or
Hoosick
Valley?
Yeah, we send it to guidance usually because the guidance department is usually the one.
But we go that way. We can still offer.
We can go anywhere. Anybody in New York State.
Okay. I personally want to thank Vince and Beth for pulling this off. I know we had our Saturday night massacre last year, and big staff cuts that a lot of school districts are doing this year, and they're dealing with the pain we dealt with last year. I guess I would move that we approve the budget as presented by the business manager.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, folks. Do we have anything else to discuss while we're all here?
May I ask a question?
Sure, Charlie.
Just going through a lot of these things that, you know, first time you're going through it. I see a lot of things called other expenses, certain categories or sections. I see amounts like $15,000 or $10,000 or $5,000. And you go down, you see maybe like 30,000, 3,000, 5,000, so forth.
Well, I'll let Ben answer some of that.
Tell you what those other expenses are.
Let Mrs. Coates answer.
That's what I would call contractual expenses. Where you may have, we have copier leases. We'll have repair contracts. We'll have, they're not supplies, so they're services that we've had to contract out with. To pay for.
So those contracts have already been signed by the school to do these things, or
right?
You're getting some reserve to for whatever expenses may arise.
A little bit of both. I mean, you have to always budget for, you know, emergencies, but then you also budget for what you know is going to be there.
just looking at the first page, the second page. Those other things really add up to quite a bit of money. Do you ever add up to what it is?
No.
Other expenses?
No, because I tend to take it more individually rather than as a whole.
Those things carried forward from last year, that's the way it works?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And you always have to adjust for them. I mean, the fuel is going to go up, so you'll increase it. You may see a savings in another area, so you can start to decrease it.
On the very last page, the first column, first of all, these pages, the first column is the column for the proposed budget, the 4411?
That's today's, what I'm presenting today. The next column is what was presented on March 21st.
All right.
And then the third column is what was presented on February 28th.
Okay. Now, these figures, from what was defeated in the last election, March 21st, and...
That has nothing, has nothing to do with that. That was a capital project. Nothing to do with it. And there would have been, if the project had passed, there wouldn't have been a tax impact until the 12-13 school year.
Okay. Anything else anybody needs to discuss while we're here in open meeting? Then I move we adjourn. Second. Those in favor? Thank you, folks.
You stay here for 15 minutes.
It's okay. I had a very nice dinner. I didn't have to cook. It's all working for me.
Absolutely.
Shocked and amazed. I have to wear a lighter coat, you know. I did pull out the open ocean. It's got to be smart. If I can't drink, I'm going to suck.
It's cold.
Have a great night. Oh, my wife slipped TV.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Give me something
that I can
Is that what that is?
Just take that.
Say what that is.